Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
The main question why I come to India was I really want to find my spiritual life, and I want to combine my work, and I work a lot.
What you work?
I work in Switzerland as a consultant for marketing.
In Switzerland?
In Switzerland. And also in Germany. And I have another company for producing biodegradable toothbrush. So you can put it in earth, and after a couple of years it's gone. So no plastic waste. So it's made of wood. So,
well,
and since it's like a lot of work, I started to think of now I have to work more on my spiritual life. And now I have to think of how can I combine these in the best way and what I have to use. So this is the main question I came.
What is a spiritual life?
The spiritual life is like thinking God and like be a God servant and have always like really, really open heart, and when it comes too much in business, then you're always more in the head and not in the heart anymore.
Right.
And I really want to have stay more in the heart.
You hear my
pig is there.
Okay. Shall I repeat it? Shall I repeat everything?
Yeah, I believe I leave
it. Okay. It's on now? Yeah. Okay. So, mainly why I came to India is I want to stay more in the heart and to follow a deeper spiritual life. Thanks. And since, because I work far too much and always stayed in the brain, in the outer world, but I really want to have stay more with the heart. And I try to combine this also with work, but I think I have to do far more devotee for God. And then I met Govinda, and he explained me so much about the kind of yoga form that you do, and you also showed me like a video, and I was impressed, like just so much love. And last year I had a divine experience with God, and this like completely opened my heart so much. And right, and since then I'm pursuing just to be like to have this connection with him. And this just feels right.
Very good. Very good. You are the right path. Actually, connections are coming with relations. And relation can happen when you see each other. Like you see to me and I see you, then we can feel to develop connection, relation. So closeness is also important. But how we can be close with God, with relation only. I give you example of Jesus to easily understand. He was in relation with God or he was not relation with God? My question. He was related with God? Jesus.
Yes.
What you see, Bhakti has a relation, son and father. This is his closeness. Then this son, is the body is the son, and God is also, he related with this body? No. He realized his soul. And the soul has a body. Like his yogi, Anamaya Kosh. This kosh means body. And there are so many layers of body in my body. One is a subtle body, is a gross body. One is a subtle body. When you sleep, you dream something. That time your body is sleeping. But in dreaming, you are also active. That activeness of not gross body, subtle body. Right? So Annamaya Kosh, we know because of this gross body. Right? But one, the last layer is a Pranamaya Kosh. Pran means the life, the spirit of God, the soul. That soul has also kosh, means body. We have to come deep in ourselves to come up to the layer of Pranamaya Kosh. That is my divine body. We do in different layer works. This is my consciousness. When I work only with the gross body, Anamaya Kosh, we work for this material world. And when we dream, is also working for myself. Sometime happy, distress. Good dream make me happy. And something happened is a bad dream for me. But the inner body, the deepest body, is a Pranamaya Kosh. That is connected with the God. It is a part and parcel of the Super Soul. The Savior. Savior and my connection is like this. I was in Germany. I got the chance to read the Gospel of Maria Magdalene. Listen, not reading. The John went to the Maria Magdalene and he asked, "You are very close to Jesus. Can you say something? What he thinks of the sin?" Everyone says, "This is sin, this is sin." What he says about sin? Then Maria Magdalene said, "One day he appears to me. And I have same question from her, him." She said, "I have same question. And I asked to him, what is the sin?" He said, "Honestly, material thing cannot do sin. This is material. It can do sin. This table can do sin." "This bed can do sin, this chair can do sin. They cannot do sin. It's a material. When they mix with the spiritual thing, then they take the sin." So So when I am identifying my body is only material, and I am living in my material body, then we do everything and not feel for sin. All for fun. But when identifying to the soul, then we become cautious. Because when I will die, then my body will be only. But now there is the Spirit of God inside me. Right? So this is the time I can take sin by doing wrong. Right? Now we have to take decision not to take sin. Then we ask, then I ask more question, how to save from sin? He says it's the forgetfulness of soul is the sin. I forget myself that I am a soul, that is the sin. I forget my existence, what I am, that is sin. Nothing is sin. Only the forgetfulness of soul is my sin. More? Jonas, he said, yes. He said, not only I start doing sin when I forget my soul, it goes on. Because when I forget my soul, I forget my relation with the Savior. That is also sin. My existence is not there, how I will relate with the Savior? I forget myself and to you. So what means? If I want to do sin, means I forget my soul, is my sin. And I forget my relation with the Savior is my sin. There is no other sin. This is the key point I say. And it's so beautiful, when I talk, I share this. Very easy to understand. If I say you many slokas of Sanskrit, nobody will understand that. And she talk so lovingly and respectfully, easy way. Only lover can talk like that. This is the mercy. When we understand, we make everything easy in life. So write down in your heart, forgetfulness of soul is my sin, and forgetfulness of my relation with the soul to the Savior is sin. His spiritual life is done. This is the divine teaching, I say you. The spiritual life is start with the spiritual thing. And a spiritual thing is the God. Savior is a spiritual. And His Spirit is a spiritual. Other thing is material. When this Spirit go out from this body, it becomes totally material, dead body. So we come, we are lucky to come in this body to realize this perfect and to live in this fact. Right? Yes. This is only a simple thing. then this is the A, then you go in B and C. You want to go, know more? B also you want to know? B means after, more than this. B is this, that the soul is a marginal energy.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.